Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And we're so glad today to be back on our radio broadcast for our praise, for our study in the Word of God. I just give God all the praise and glory today. He is the head of my life. He is my life. And to Apostle Deans and his absence, and to each one of you, I just give God praise on today. I give God glory today. I magnify his name on today. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. We're here today to do our Bible class. Have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 119, verse 121 to verse 128. I have done judgment and justice. Lead me not to my oppressor. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. My eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimony. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. I have just read from Psalms 119. Verses 121 to 128, may God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word on today. We're going to have a song now.
What the mercy of God can. If you knew me then, you'd believe me now. You turned my whole life upside down. Took the old hand he made. That's just what the mercy of God. Yeah. I'm alive to tell the story how I've overcome goodness and mercy in the power of his blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done. Remember the power of God. So much power in the blood.
So much power.
Oh.
Yes, hallelujah.
I thought I deserved, oh, to be 6 feet beneath the earth. For all the things I've done, the things I've said, the choices made that I regret, oh, I would still be lost. Oh, what
every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, God, just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for your mercy tonight, God. We thank you for your grace tonight, God. We thank you for your favor tonight, God. We give you glory tonight, God. We magnify your name, God. We lift your name up tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just bless your name, God. Just thank you tonight, God. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you that my mercy is new every day, God. I just give you praise on tonight, and I give you glory tonight. I give you praise tonight, God, and I give you glory tonight for your mercy, God, and your grace, God. Unmerited favors, Lord, that I did not deserve, God. I bless your name on tonight. I give your name glory, God, and I give your name praise, Lord. I magnify your name. I glorify you tonight, God. I just bless you tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I give you glory tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bless your name tonight, God. You're so good. You're so kind. You're so merciful, God. I give you glory. Hallelujah. And I give you praise. Hallelujah. I just thank you tonight, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Give you praise. Hallelujah. Father, I come now, God. I'm asking you to bind up the strong man right now, God. Bind the strong man right now, God. Every witch, every warlock, every wizard, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled right now in the name of Jesus. Your assignment is canceled. I serve you eviction notice right now in the name of Jesus. The blood is against you tonight. In the name of Jesus, I bind you up now, and I cast you out, and I command you to go, in the name of Jesus. Go now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you tonight. Lord, empty me of myself, God. Empty me, God. I surrender tonight, God. Just empty me tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And just fill me with the Spirit and your anointing, God. Let your power fall right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Do it, God. Hallelujah. Do it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing fall, God. Shift the atmosphere right now, God. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing fall right now, Lord. Let your mercy fall right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we need you tonight, and we can't make it without you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We give you the highest praise tonight. Let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach us on tonight, God. I know nothing of myself, but it's you, Jesus. It's you, the Christ, that I know anything, any part of anything, God. I don't know anything but Christ and him crucified. Lord, I just thank you tonight. I praise you, and I ask all of these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory, hallelujah, amen, 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 hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. I give God praise on tonight. I give him glory on tonight. I magnify his name tonight. Nobody like the Lord, hallelujah. Nobody like the Lord, not one person like the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just give him praise and I give him glory tonight. We're in chapter 25 and 26 on tonight of Exodus, chapter 25 and 26. I'm going to read for your hearing. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, ye shall take my offering. And this is the offering which ye shall take of them, gold and silver and brass and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and ram skin dyed red and badger skin and shittim wood, or from the light spices for anointing oil, for sweet incense, oxen stones, and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it. And they shall make an ark of shittim wood, 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and a cubit and a half the breadth thereof, and the cubit and a half the length thereof, and they shall overlay it with pure gold. Within and without shall they overlay it, and shall make upon it a crown of gold round and about. And thou shalt cast four rings of gold for it, and put them in the four corners thereof, and 2 rings shall be in the one side of it, and 2 rings in the other side of it. And thou shalt make staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold. And thou shalt put the staves into the ring by the side of the ark, and that the ark may be borne with them. The staves shall be in the ring of the ark, and they shall not be taken from it. And they shall put into the ark the testimony which I shall give thee. And thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold, 2 cubits deep. A half shall be the length thereof, and a cubit and a half the breadth thereof. And thou shalt make 2 cherubims of gold, of beaten work shall thou make them in the 2 ends of the mercy seat, and make 1 cherubim on the one end, and the other cherubim on the other end. Even the mercy seat shall ye make the cherubims on the 2 ends of. And the cherubims shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces shall look one to another towards this mercy, towards the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubim be. And thou shalt put the mercy seat upon the ark, and in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee. And there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubim, which are upon the ark of the testimony of all things which I will give thee in commandments unto the children of Israel. Thou shalt also make a table of shittim wood, 2 cubits shall be the length thereof, and 2 and a cubit the breadth thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the height thereof. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, and make thereto a crown of gold round about. And thou shalt make unto it a border of a handbreadth round about, and thou shalt make a golden crown to the border thereof round about. And thou shalt make for it 4 rings of gold, and put the rings in the 4 corners that are on the 4 feet thereof. Over against the border shall the rings be for places of staves, and to bear the table. And thou shalt make the staves of the shittim wood, and overlay them with the gold, that the table may be borne with them. And thou shalt make the dishes thereof, and spoons thereof, and cover thereof, and bowls thereof, to cover withal of pure gold shalt thou make them. And thou shalt sit upon the table, show bread before me always. And thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold, of beaten work shall the candlestick be made, and has shaft, and has branches, has bowls, has knobs, and has flowers shall be of the same. And 6 branches shall come out of the side of it, 3 branches of the candlestick out of the one side, and 3 branches of the candlestick out of the other side, 3 bowls made like unto an almond with a knob, and a flower in one branch, and 3 bowls made like the almond in the other branch, with a knob and a flower. So in the 6th branch that come out of the candlestick, and in all the candlestick shall be four bowls made like unto an almond with their knobs and their flowers. And there shall be a knob under two branches of the same, and a knob under two branches of the same, and a knob under two branches of the same, according to the six branches that proceeded out of the candlestick. Their knobs and their branches shall be of the same, and all it shall be on one beam work of pure gold. And thou shalt make the seven lamps thereof, and they shall light the lamps thereof, and that they may give light over against it. And the tongues thereof and the snuff dishes thereof shall be pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold shall he make it in all these vessels. And look, that thou make them after their pattern, which was shown thee in the mount. Moreover, thou shalt make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twine linen, and blue and purple and scarlet, with cherubims of cunning works shall thou make them. The length of the curtain shall be 8 and 20 cubits, and the breadth of the curtain 4 cubits, and every one of the curtains shall have one measure, and 5 curtains shall be coupled together one to another, and other 5 curtains shall be coupled one to another. And thou shalt make loops of blue upon the edge of the one curtain from the savage in the coupling. And likewise shalt thou make in the uttermost edge of another curtain in the coupling of the second. 50 loops shalt thou make in the one curtain, and 50 loops shalt thou make in the edge of the curtain that is in the coupling of the second, that the loops may take hold on one of another. And the loops shall make 50 tatches of gold and couple the curtains together with the tatches, and it shall be one tabernacle. And thou shalt make curtains of goat hair to be covering upon the tabernacle. 11 curtains shall thou make. The length of one curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the breadth of one curtain 4 cubits, and the 11 curtains shall be all of one measure. And thou shalt couple 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves, and shall double the 6 curtains in the forefront of the tabernacle. And thou shalt make 50 loops in the edge of one curtain that is outmost in the coupling, and 50 loops in the edge of the curtain which coupleth the second. And thou shalt make 50 tatches of brass, and put tatches into the loops, and couple the tent together, that it may be one. And the remnant of the remain of the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remaineth, shall hang over the backside of the tabernacle, and a cubit on the one side, and a cubit on the other side of that which remaineth in the length of the curtains of the tent. It shall hang over the side of the tabernacle, on this side and on that side, to cover it. And thou shalt make a covering for the tent of ram skin dyed red, and covering above the badger skin. And thou shalt make boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood, standing up. 10 cubits shall be the length of a board, and a cubit and a half shall be the breadth of one board. 2 tenons shall there be in one board, set in order one against another. Thus shalt thou make for all the boards of the tabernacle, and thou shalt make the boards for the tabernacle 20 boards on the south side southward. And thou shalt make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards to socket under one board for his 2 tenons, and 2 sockets on another board for his 2 tenons. And for the second side of the tabernacle, on the north side, there shall be 20 boards, and there 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets on another board. And for the sides of the tabernacle westward, thou shalt make 6 boards, and 2 boards shall thou make for the corners of the tabernacle in the 2 sides, and they shall be coupled together beneath, and they shall be coupled together above. The head of it unto the rings, thus shall it be for them both. They shall be for the two corners, and they shall be eight boards, and their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, two sockets under one board and two sockets under another board, and thou shalt make board of shittim wood, five for the board of the one side of the tabernacle, and five boards for the bars for the board of the other side of the tabernacle, and five bars for the board of the side of the tabernacle for the two sides westward. And the middle bar in the midst of the board shall reach from end to end. And thou shalt overlay the boards with gold and make their rings of gold for places for the bars. And thou shalt overlay the bars with gold. Thou shalt rear up the tabernacle according to the fashion thereof which was shown thee in the mount. And thou shalt make a veil of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen and cunning work with cherubim shall it be made. And thou shalt hang it upon four pillars of shittim wood overlaid with gold. Their hook shall be of gold upon the four sockets of silver. And thou shalt hang up the veil under the tatches, that thou mayest bring in their thither within the veil of the ark of testimony. And the veil shall divide unto you between the holy place and the most holy. And thou shalt put the mercy seat upon the ark of the testimony in the most holy place. And thou shalt set the table without the veil, and the candlesticks over against the table on the side of the tabernacle toward the south. And thou shalt put the table on the north side, and thou shalt make a hanging for the door of the tent of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen wrought with needlework. And thou shalt make for the hanging five pillars of shittim wood and overlay them with gold, and their hook shall be of gold. And thou shalt cast five sockets of brass for them. Amen. So we're talking about today Israel to bring an offering. Israel to bring an offering. So the first question. A cubit being 1.5 feet, how large was the Ark of the Covenant? A cubit being 1.5 feet, how large was the Ark of the Covenant?
Was it like the size of like a tester?
It was something like that, but yeah, you know, it was something like that. But they looking for a number. Yeah, it was something like a chester. Mhm. It was like 3 by 9 feet long, by 2 by 3 feet high. So it was like a, I guess a chest. Like a nightstand, probably. I think it was more like a nightstand than a chest, because I think a chest stand about 4 feet. And this thing said 3 by 9 feet long and by 2 by 3 feet wide and 2 by 3 feet high. So it was more like your nightstand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was more like your knife, then. Let me see if this commentary is saying here. Mm-hmm. I don't even see it in here. Yeah, it was something like that. What was the Ark of the Covenant made with? What was it made with?
It was made with poles of acacia wood and overlaid,
yep,
with the overlay of gold.
Yep. Pure gold. Yep. Okay. How was it to be carried? How was the Ark of the Covenant to be carried?
By putting the poles into the ring on the side of the ark.
Yep.
And did I get it right? By putting the poles through the ring on the side of the ark. And that's the way they lift it.
Yeah, because you weren't supposed to touch it, because I don't know who that was that touched it and died. You can never touch the Ark of the Covenant. You weren't never supposed to touch it, because it was the most holy place. It was the most holy thing, so you could not touch it. Yeah, it was putting the poles on the side, and you had to be so far back from it, because you would fall out. Mm-hmm. It was just that holy unto the Lord. Okay. Which way did the cherubim face? Which way did they face? Y'all seen those angels. I don't know if y'all seen them or not. Which way was the cherubim facing?
Was it each other?
Yeah, they were facing each other. Mm-hmm, they were facing each other. I don't know if y'all ever seen the Ark of the Covenant, but it's something to see. What did they look toward? When they facing each other, what did they look toward?
The mercy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the mercy seat. The mercy seat, that's right. What was to be placed in the table, on the table? What was to be placed on the table? It was the showbread was to be placed on the table. Mm-hmm. There are three articles of furniture in the holy place. And we'll get to that. I don't want to do that yet. I'll get it figured out. Of what was the table made?
It was made.
What was the table
the
made?
Mm-hmm. The Asia wood. Am I saying it right? Texture wood and overlay with the gold. Well, I guess that's the same thing as.
I thought it was saying shitting wood, but I think they're the same thing, because when I was reading, I think it was saying shitting wood, and it's the same thing. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
I was... How was it carried? I guess, how was it carried?
With the rings and the poles, too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like the same way.
Mm-hmm. By the poles on the side. Yeah. Okay. Of what was the lampstand made? What was the lampstand made from? Lampstand.
Sugar.
Yeah, it was made of gold, hammered gold into one piece. That's right. How many branches were on the lampstand?
Six.
That's right, six branches. How many cups were on each branch? Cups.
Six as well.
It was three on each side. Mm-hmm, three on each side. What was the shape of the cup? What was the shape of each cup? They were shaped like an almond. Yeah, they were shaped like an almond. How many bowls
Very
were
cool.
on the lampstand? Mm-hmm. It was three bowls. It was, wait a minute, four. Let me see. Four bowls. Four rings of gold, and this shelf has four rings of gold. I'm trying to find it in the scripture and stuff.
So, Apostle, it says that three bowls made like unto almonds, or
25 and 33. Okay, wait a minute, 25. This way over there. What
chapter
is
25, verse 33.
Yep. And they're talking about the lampstand, too. 25. And thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold, of beaten work shall the candlestick be made. His shafts and his branches, his bowls and his knops and his flowers shall be the same. And six branches shall come out of the side of it, three branches of the candlestick out of the one side, and three branches of the candlestick out of the other side. Three bowls made with unto almond with a knop and a flower in one branch, and three bowls made like almonds in the other branch with a knot and a flower. So in the sixth branch that come out of the candlestick, that's right, that's what I just read. I didn't know it was way over there. Okay. Let me see. What was the shape of the bowls and we just said it. What was the shape of the bowl?
Like almond?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Almond shape. Yeah. How were the bowls placed in the lampstand? So the lampstand, golden lampstand. They were placed one upon another. That's how they were placed. They were placed one upon another. One under each set of branches. Mm-hmm. How many lamps stood in front of the gold lampstand? How many lamps stood in front of the gold lampstand?
Seven.
Yep, seven. Chapter 26. Where were the cubic dimensions of the tabernacle? What was the dimensions of the tabernacle? Let's see if I can find it right quick. Anyway.
You said the... The what? Say that again.
Tabernacle.
I think I said.
Okay,
so is it?
What?
Seven or eight. The length of the curtain shall be 30 cubits.
It's the tabernacle. Not the curtain, just the tabernacle. The tabernacle was approximately 40 cubits wide and 28 cubits long. 40 cubits wide and 28 cubits long. What went between the Ark of the Testimony and the Most Holy Place? What went between that? The veil separated the ark and the holy place. Okay. Number three. What was the table? Where was the table and the gold lampstand plate? Where was the table and the gold lampstand plate? They were placed beside each other, across from each other, rather. They were placed across from each other. So this is really good. I know you all don't understand it yet, but the Ark of the Covenant is a holy. Holy thing, a holy place, you know, and it's like almost like a nightstand. It's about big as a nightstand. It's not tall as a, some people have small chests, but it's something like that. And but it's a holy. And when I tell you it's holy, like I said. You can pass by it too close and drop dead. You can't. I mean, they had long poles. When they put the holes, the pole through the holes, the poles was long enough so they would stand back. They would be far from it because God dwelled between the cherubim in the mercy seat. And so you couldn't get that close to God without hitting the floor. You know that. So that's why they made it. So he can meet them there and talk to them there. I'm going to read some stuff for you so you can almost know what's going on. Even in this, when it all, I don't know where they got these items from to make it, but with God, all things are possible because, you know, the children of Israel, when they was in Egypt, they was making bricks with hardly nothing, but they was making bricks. You know, God was helping them make this brick with straw, and then the Pharaoh wouldn't let them give them no more straw. They had to make it the best way they could. So this is almost the same way. They had just come out of slavery. and they had back wages. That's where they got a lot of this stuff from. They bought. That's why God was telling them to bring an offering, tell them to come and bring an offering, because they had to get all this stuff. And they had to get all of God had told them, you know, borrow from your neighbor and stuff before you left Egypt. And that's what they had to do. Okay, in 25 and 8 says, and let them make a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. That's the tabernacle. They made a sanctuary for God to meet them. So the Father could meet them in this sanctuary. He didn't never say he was going to live there, but he was going to meet them there. You know, he wanted to just, you know, because he used to meet Moses on the mountain. But he wanted to be closer to the people. But he wanted them also to know that you can't get too close to me. Because if you do, you're gonna drop dead. That's why I used to tell Moses, tell them to stay down, not far from the mountain, but don't come up onto the mountain, because if you do, you're going to die. You know, so he was so powerful and mighty, you couldn't get close to him, because when he had, was it Abraham? No, it was Moses. When Moses went and got the Ten Commandments, he went up there 40 days and 40 nights. When he came back down, he was white. All of his hair was white. His face had the glory of God on it. It was shining so bright, they were scared of Moses. They were scared of him. So anyway, he put the Ark of the Covenant in the tabernacle. The Ark of the Covenant was in the tabernacle. And that's where he would meet up with whoever would come in there, the priest or whoever it was, would come in there. And when the priest would go behind the veil, that's why a lot of times when somebody's praying, they be praying and asking God, could they go behind the veil? Because that's where they would pray at. The priest would go behind the veil to offer up sacrifices for the people sinning. And they usually would tie a rope on the priest when he went in. So if he fell down or if he fainted or was slain in the spirit, whatever, they could pull him out. Because, you was of God, you was the priest, but you still would pass out if you got too close or if you stayed too long. And it was so beautiful because it was made of oxy stone and all this other stuff, blue and scarlet and purple. The curtains and stuff was made. It was a beautiful thing. But even to that, you gotta know the meaning of the Ark of the Covenant, and we should study that. On Thursday, we should study that, what that ark, every part of it means, because it's so sacred unto the Lord, and it should be sacred unto us. I used to have a little bitty small one. I don't know what happened to it moving around and stuff, but it means so much to God for us to even know what the Ark of the Covenant means. It means a lot. The veil means a lot. Every part of that ark, the cherubim facing each other, means a lot, and they have different meanings to them. So on Thursday, I'm going to have each meaning and what the purpose is for every part, the curtain, you know, the tabernacle, the ephod. I'm going to have the meanings for you. So you'll know, because that's really, really important. It's really important. We got to know that. And if you know, these are some things we should know. I'm just going to say that these are some things we should know, like the table of the showbread. There are three articles of furniture in the holy place: the golden lampstand, the table of the showbread, and the altar of incense. Inside the holy place is the place of worship. The golden lampstand is one of the most perfect figures of Christ that we have. The table of showbread speaks of him as being the bread of life. The altar of incense speaks of prayer, that the Lord is our great intercessor, and we pray to our Father through him. And we all know that because we always do it in Jesus' name. The table of showbread has 12 loaves of bread on it, and there are many explanations of how these loaves are arranged, but the important thing to remember is that each loaf represents a tribe of Israel. In other words, God was providing equality or equalness to all of them. So that's why I say we need to know what it means. It's very important to know what the Ark of the Covenant is. And we don't even have enough time to even, that's why I say on Thursday we can use the whole hour, because the Ark of the Covenant is so important to know for us. So when you go somewhere and they start preaching or talking about the Ark of the Covenant, you will know what it is. You will know what each piece, each furniture, the candlesticks and all that, the curtains and the veil mean and all that. We need to know that. We need to know. We can't rush through this because we want to know what they mean. So when we out somewhere and somebody preaching, we'll know if they're telling us the truth or not, or they just putting stuff in there. You know, some people know, and you know, but if, you know, if you don't know, they can tell you whatever they want you. You know, no. So we're going to on Thursday, next Bible class, we're going to have it. We're going to have it if I have to send to everybody. So you'll know. Mm-hmm. And let me see what else. The golden lampstand. Let me see. And look, that thou may make them after the pattern which was showed thee in the mount. The lampstand is probably the most perfect picture of Christ found in the tabernacle furniture. It sets him forth as pure gold and speaks of his deity. It sets him forth as he is God. Worship has to do with walking in the light. This is a very important fact to see. We have studied the table of showbread and have seen that it spoke of fact. Of the fact that we, when we worship God, we must feed on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you go to church and you are only entertained or giving a book review or listen to some social issue being debated or hear how you can improve your city, you are not having a worship service. You are just having a meeting. You only worship God when you feed upon him, who is the table of showbread. When you go before the Lord, it's like he prepared a table before you. You eat from the Lord. Because if you can get full on God, you can eat from him. You won't even be hungry because you've been already had dinner. You won't need nothing else for a while. Now, in order to worship God, you must also walk in the light. Christ is the light. It symbolizes by the lampstand in the holy place. If you wanted natural light, you had to go outside the tabernacle. If you wanted to walk in the light of the lampstand, you had to go inside the tabernacle. John chapter 1, verse 9 tells us that Jesus Christ is the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. You will find that there are people who counsel others by words. We are told that through philosophy and vain deceit, we can be deceived. Listen to the words of Paul in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Christ is not just another philosopher who darkens counsels by words without knowledge. He is the Son of God, and in him there is no darkness at all. The lampstand was actually made of one piece of gold. It was beaten work, highly ornamented. It had central shaft, but extended from that shaft were the branches on each side, making a total of 7 branches in all. Each branch was like the limb of an almond tree with fruit and blossom. At the top was an open almond blossom, and it was there that the lamp filled with oil were placed there. The almond blossom looked like wood, but they were gold. It reminds us of Aaron's rod that was budded. When Aaron priestly protege was in question, the budding of his almond rod established his right to the priesthood. It's a lot more to it. I don't want to just read from this. I want us to know what, you know everything. I'm going to try my best tomorrow to get the Ark of the Covenant together and what each piece represents, and I'm going to email it or text it to each one of us so we can just go over Thursday. This is very important. I had a whole stack of papers on the tabernacle. I know I still got that stuff. I had a big thing on the tabernacle, some papers on the ark and all that. I'm gonna look for it tonight and in the morning. I'm gonna try to get everybody a copy of it because it's very important. And can't nobody tell you when you know. Can't nobody. I mean, if they wrong, they just wrong. And you know it because it has scripture behind it. It's very important for us to know that. Very important. Mm-hmm. And I thank and praise God for that. I know it's getting close to time. I want everybody to pray for Brother Harold again. He's in the hospital with COVID. He's been on the respirator or whatever you call this thing. When they put it over your face, he texts me Monday. No, Sunday or Monday, say he felt like the other respirator wasn't doing any good. He said something else, but he was really in bad shape because I don't know if anybody else heard him say that. He had been suffering from, he thought it was sinuses, whatever it was, when he was on the line Friday night. He was kept saying that, was sick. And so I think it was Saturday or Sunday, he said he had to go to the hospital. And they was keeping him for COVID, and he wanted all of us to pray for him. So we need to keep him lifted up because he was really, you know, in pretty bad shape. So it's going to be praying for him. I guess he'll be out of there soon because, you know, they try to keep you 8 to 10 days. In the hospital, especially if you had to put on that respirator thing and everything. He piled it on you. You know how that is. But I'm going to be praying for him. I told him if he needed anything, you know, just let us know. But all we can do is pray because can't nobody go up there, especially when you got COVID and stuff. I think his mother and father are older, and I think they had it before. But I think because he worked in the plant, I think he done picked it up from the plant. So we're going to keep him lifted up and everything, but everybody else is okay. So we're going to get ready to close out. Does anyone have any questions or anything to add? So I want to give everybody a copy of the Ark of the Covenant on tomorrow so we can talk about it on Thursday evening when we come on. So in Thursday morning, I will be back on the Facebook Live with my praying. If anybody care to be on there, I will be back on there. It's 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern time. I will be back on live on Facebook. But I wanted to do it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I thought today was Monday, and I jumped up. It was Tuesday, so I just went on and got. I forgot all about yesterday. So anyway, I'm going to get ready to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Yes, thanking you today for another opportunity to study your word. Father, we give you praise. We thank you on tonight. Lord, I ask you to cover each one up under the sound of my voice, God. Encamp angels and cover them in the blood. Encamp angels all around there and their families, God. In the name of Jesus, just bless them with the blessing that they stand in need of, Lord. Lord, I thank you for opening our understanding, opening our mind up to your word, God. I ask you to teach us. I don't know anything, God, but you know everything. I ask you on tonight to teach us this word, God. And I just give you glory, I give you praise for it. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. Y'all have a good night. I love you. Have a good night. I'll see you right back here on Thursday night. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. God bless you.
Mark.
Love you tonight.
Love you too. Good night, baby.